Sotheby's Geneva achieved $70.2 million in its sale of Magnificent Jewels, which was 82% sold by lot. The top lot was the Sun Drop Diamond, a 110.03-carat VVS1 fancy yellow stone that sold for $12.36 million. Here in the U.S., jewelry sales for the most recent reporting month were certainly stronger than 1 year ago, but when accounting for consumer price inflation at the counter, you can see how these figures are under strain. What we'll call the best September figure was in 2007, at a time the sales were just above $2 billion. But then September monthly sales fell in each of the next three reports. From that 07 peak, though, jewelry sales this September were up 3.8%. Meanwhile, jewelry price inflation has really made its presence felt and surged 24% in that same time period. Compared with 2010, though, September jewelry sales rose almost 22% to $2.1 billion. Year-on-year inflation was at 8%. Even accounting for price increases, monthly receipts are holding their own since about March and April this year. Looking at the first 9 months of 2011, you can see double-digit increases in year-on-year sales of jewelry, but those inflation figures aren't backing off either. Jewelry sales from the January through September period are about $19.3 billion, which is slightly below where we were at this point in that best year, 2007, not accounting for inflation. But if we continue at least on this path, 2011 should be the best showing in 4 years, and we could again see total jewelry sales top $30 billion, or an 11% increase from 2010. We'll highlight some retail figures right after this message.
Rappaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rappaport price list, please visit our website, www.rappaport.com, or email pricelist@rappaport.com.
DGSE Company's third quarter revenue surged 162% to $47.5 million, but profits were flat at $139,000. The company had a one-time cost and took a $1.7 million charge to earnings to establish a settlement reserve on a pending case related to its acquisition of Superior Galleries in 2007. Gitanjali Group sales jumped 26% to $633 million. Profits rose 65% to $26 million. Diamond segment sales were up 20% to $344 million, and jewelry sales rose 39%. Rajesh Exports had sales of $1.2 billion, up 14%, and profits rose 45% to $21 million. The company has very aggressive expansion plans for retail, with 500 new stores expected to open by year-end 2014. Richemont reported a 29% increase in first-half sales at $5.8 billion. Profit increased 10% to $975 million. Jewelry division sales spiked 34% to almost $3 billion, and its gross margin added 50 basis points to 34%. Watch sales were up 30% to $1.6 billion, but margin fell 220 basis points to 27%. Time now to check how precious metals prices have performed this past week. Be sure to check diamonds.net for all the latest industry news and follow Rappaport on Twitter and Facebook.